Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us as well as we begin a brand new study for us today here on our program simply titled Reading the Word, where we open God's Word, apply it to our lives, and see how we can live to be better Christians each and every day. My name is Justin Reed, and I am honored to be your host today. Really, just a friend who wants to study God's Word with you. Go with me to the book of John, chapter 3, if you will. We're going to spend the entirety of our lesson here today in John, chapter 3. As I think about this, I want to encourage you to visit our website online anytime, www.readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio programs. There's also bulletin articles there, but click on where it says the radio programs, and you can study along again or share it with someone anytime online. This is program number 98, simply titled, You Must Hear This. You Must Hear This. We're going to open God's Word and apply it to our lives. In John chapter 3, back up to the book of John. John is the gospel written to everyone. It's written that you might believe. Chapter 20, verse 31. And believing you might have life in His name. Not everything is recorded about the life of Christ, certainly not. But these things are written that you might believe. We see in John chapter 1, Jesus Christ comes into the world, also the ministry of John the Baptist. Chapter 2 is the first recorded miracle of our Savior Jesus Christ. He turned water into wine there at the wedding at Cana of Galilee. Now, this was non-alcoholic wine. Jesus Christ would not have made something that would have been illegal for God's people to do. Never had, never would be, never commands you to do something like that illegally. After this, he goes to Capernaum. They stay there a handful of days, and the Jews' Passover is near. Jesus Christ is making his way. He's going to say, destroy this temple, verse 19, in 3 days I will raise it up again. They didn't understand. He talked about his physical body. Of course, Christ knew what he was talking about. Now, I want you to circle in on John chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except that God be with him. Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, Then how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time to his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. We have a very high-ranking government official who comes to Christ at night. There have been some speculation upon this throughout the years, no doubt. Some thinks that he does not want to be seen coming to Christ. I don't know if it's 100% that, because he is sprinkled 3 different times all throughout the gospel accounts, and he's there very publicly at the crucifixion in that time of Christ's life. Of course, that is about 3 years after this. But Nicodemus, being a ruler of the Jews, he comes at night. Possibly that would be the only time he could catch Christ, that he wouldn't also be working. He would have been a high-ranking official. His day would have been filled, no doubt, with governmental duties. And so he finally had a time to himself, said, I must go see this Christ. He says, Rabbi, we know you're special. We know you must be a teacher come from God. See, he saw. He was convicted. No man can do these things except God be with him. He'll be converted, and he's definitely convinced of what he's doing. Jesus said, a man must be born again. What does he mean? Nicodemus thinking of a physical birth. Can a man physically be born again? You've seen the birth process, no doubt. I know someone who has given birth, whatever the case may be. Maybe you have done it yourself. A man can't literally enter to his mother's womb again and be born. Jesus Christ, he says, you must be born again. He says, out of water and of the Spirit. He's talking about you must be baptized in order to enter into the kingdom of God. He says, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Jesus Christ says unto Nicodemus these very important things. We need to pause our study real quick so that we can get all of our points in at the same time. I hope you will stay with us, and we return here on Reading the Word in just about 30 seconds with You Must Hear This from John 3 on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you back with us. As always, we continue reading the Word. John chapter 3 is where we'll stay for the remainder of our time today with a lesson titled, You Must Hear This. There are four musts in this passage. We've been talking about you must hear this. Must is a must is imperative. You must do this. Number one, this is the sinner's must. Notice this, John chapter 3 and verse number 7. Jesus says, Marvel not, or do not be amazed or confused, that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Again, literally means from above. What is the sinner's must? Well, the sinner must be born again. Dear friends, you will meet people who will say, well, I'm a born-again Christian. Well, that's redundant, because to be a Christian is to be born again. Oftentimes, the ones that say that have not submitted to God's plan fully by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, following what Christ commanded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, following the examples of conversion in the book of Acts. Jesus Christ says, marvel not when I say you must be born again. I cannot have any glimpse, a chance of eternity in heaven unless I am born again. Unless I leave this old life of sin and begin to live a new life with my Savior. Now, that is a command. You must be born again. What's our second must in a lesson titled, You Must Hear This, from John chapter 3? Notice, you must hear this. Number two, we looked at the sinner's must be born again. And number two is the Savior's must. By the way, all of the must begin with somebody who starts with the letter S. The Savior's must, John 3 and verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The Savior must be lifted up. You remember that story in the book of Numbers there with Moses, where the people were gathered around him, Numbers 21 and verse 9, and there were fiery serpents, which literally means they were poisonous, they were venomous. They had bitten the people. People were dying. People were dead. God told Moses, fix you a brazen serpent, put it high on a pole, lift it up, and everyone who looks upon that serpent that has been bitten, they will be healed. Now, the people there had to look. It wasn't alone a fact that, well, Moses made the serpent, so they were healed. No, no. They must gaze upon that serpent. And when they gazed upon that serpent, which the only significance was God had told them to do it, but when they did what God had commanded, then they were healed of this death disease. Which, by the way, is an interesting side note. You look for the international hospital symbol today is what? It is a pole with a serpent wrapped around it. It is a sign of healing. It comes from our story in Numbers 21. Now, Jesus Christ is using this well-known Bible story, at least especially well-known to his audience. He says, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. When Jesus Christ was put upon that cross, and he was suspended between heaven and earth for the span of 6 hours, he had to be lifted up. There were no ways around being lifted up in God's ultimate plan for redeeming man. He had to be lifted up. He had to be crucified. And when that happened, he ushered in salvation for all of mankind. He said, I must, the Son of Man, which is Jesus, Son of Man must be lifted up. As we continue looking now at our study on You Must Hear This, our final two musts, if you will, come from the same verse. And that's John chapter 3 and verse number 30. Now, John the Baptist is here speaking, and we see number three, you must hear this, what? the sovereigns must, or the king, the ruler, if you will, the sovereigns must, what is it, chapter 3 and verse 30? He must increase. Now, in our passage, John is literally saying that the work of Christ must outdo the work of John the Baptist. See, John the Baptist was the one, the front runner, the Bible calls him. He paved the way. But it wasn't going to be John the Baptist forever. He had done his part. He said he must increase. The Word of God must increase. John knew in his own life he had to let the Word of God increase. But let's look at the fourth must and then analyze them together. We had the sovereign's must, John 3:30, he must increase. What about the servant's must? John 3 and verse 30, but I must decrease. Now, must there is actually supplied by the translators, literally, but I decrease. But you get the point, right? See, the sovereign, that'd be Jesus Christ. He is the King, the Savior of humanity. He must increase. And John said, I must decrease. I must fall back. I must become less and less. Now, in our lives today, dear friends, we could apply the same thing, could we not? He must increase, but I must decrease. You know, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, in essence, yeah, you see Paul, but you really see Christ living in me. He told those in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye imitators of me, even as also imitate or follow Christ, be ye followers of me, be ye mimes. We get the mimic. See, Paul was saying, I have let Paul decrease. Saul of Tarsus, this man had a great education, a name that everyone knew, sometimes for bad reasons, persecuting the church, but everybody knew him. Yet he said, I must decrease. Well, the same is true in our lives, right? No matter if you're the most famous person in the world or a nobody. Now, nobody's a nobody, I should say that. But regardless of where you are on the scale, he must increase. And I must decrease. You say, wait, Brother Justin, that's hard. I have a hard time increasing him in my life and taking out things that I want. I understand that happens. But dear friends, at the same time, you do it today and you succeed today and then you're great. And then tomorrow you let him increase just a little bit more and you decrease a little bit less. See, because no matter what you do, it's always going to have to equal a whole, right? 100% we think today. Well, if I give up 5%, then he gets 5% more. If I give up half, he gets half. He must increase. I must decrease. Dear friends, you must hear this. Notice what Jesus says. What is the sinner's must? Number one, you must be born again. What was the Savior's must? Number two, he must be lifted up. What was the sovereign's must? Number three, he must increase. And what is the servant's must? He must decrease. Dear friends, are you hearing the words of our Savior? Are you letting him increase in your life? Are you decreasing in your life? Now, he's already done his part. He was lifted up. Do you lift him up in your life? Do you exalt him? And dear friends, have you been born again? If you say, well, I think so, I don't know. Well, the Bible says make your calling and election. Sure, you can know, John 8:32, and it sets you free. Have you heard the gospel? Have you believed that it's true? Have you repented of your sins? Have you made that public confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? And upon that confession, have you been baptized, washing away your sins, coming out of that watery grave, a new creature alive in Christ, then remaining faithful to the very end? And dear friend, if you've not done that, then you have not been born again. And doing that is a great way to make him increase in your life while you decrease. Dear friends, remain faithful to the Lord each and every step of the way. And I hope this lesson has been beneficial to you. You must hear these things. If you want to hear them again, you must not hear them again. But if you want to hear them again, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio program. Listen to it anytime online. May the good Lord bless you and may he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you. for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.